It is 90.3 KEXP, and we stream all over the world at kexp.org. My name is Troy Nelson, and damn am I excited, because I love this band, and I know a ton of our listeners love this band, and they are Metz. So Metz, if you are ready, take it away.
We'll be right back.
So 90.3 KEXP, is the room still intact? Wow. Thank you guys so much for stopping by. It's Mets live here on KEXP. How are things?
Good, man. Nice to be here.
That song called Wait in Line, the new album is simply titled 2. That song, Wait in Line, the song you heard before that, The Swimmer, and I've been very excited about this. And me especially, because I keep missing you guys every time you're in Seattle. I seem to be in Portland, and every time you play Portland, I seem to be in Seattle. But here it is, finally, I get to see you guys. And I have kind of the best seat in the house.
Yeah, your own little private show here.
Yeah. So if we could introduce who we have here in Mets, that would be awesome.
I'm Alex.
I'm Chris.
I'm Hayden.
Hayden. And this new record, 2. Are you guys recording these records yourselves? Do you have a producer? Is this stuff that you're just doing completely on your own, or do you have anyone in there helping out?
No, we've got help. I mean, as far as production things, that's mostly us, but we have a lot of technical help, and from two guys specifically, Graham Walsh and Alex Bonafont. They helped us with our first record as well. So, yeah, it's really a pleasure working with those guys.
Awesome. Where'd you record this one at? Same place?
Yeah. Some of the same, like a couple new places, but mostly the same old jams in Toronto.
Awesome. And you guys were putting out some 7-inches for a while on a Canadian label. And somehow Sub Pop heard it, and they have been releasing your records and just kind of letting you guys be as amazing as you are. Is all the artwork your guys' as well? You guys put all that together? Because I love the album covers.
Oh, thanks, yeah. Yeah, that's you know, we try to keep everything in-house as much as we can. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's basically a very collaborative kind of thing with the three of us, so yeah.
Absolutely. You guys are going to be playing tonight at Numo's, then you're going to go down to Portland and play the Doug Fir. You guys play a lot of shows. Are you touring as much as this record as you did your last one? I think I read somewhere that you guys played like 300 shows after you put your first record out, which is insane.
We're trying not to do quite as much as we did on the,
right,
the last record. Maybe focus on having a bit of time to make new music and be a productive band other than just playing live.
Right. Well, and we were talking about before we went live on the air, you guys were complaining that your guitar straps are starting to smell.
That was supposed to be a secret between you and
me. Was that a secret? I just ruined it all. Their guitar straps do not smell at all. They smell actually like flowers, patchouli.
Yeah, no, we don't smell good. It's like I feel bad for everybody in this little tiny room right now for having to deal with this. It's disgusting.
Has it been you three from the beginning?
Yeah.
For the most part?
Yeah, like the band?
Yeah.
It started in Ottawa. Hayden and I and another guy named Chuck, we started, and then Hayden and I moved to Toronto, met Chris, and it's been, that's the band, you know, that's when it really got going.
Awesome.
I'm not totally OG, but I've been in the band a lot longer than Chuck was.
Yeah.
Right. So pretty OG. Are you guys still in Canada? You guys are still residing there?
I mean,
a little bit, since you're touring so much.
Yeah, we're gone a lot, but Toronto's home.
Yeah? Have you at least upgraded yet? Are you still in a van? Have you went to, what do they call that? A stream? What is that thing?
The Sprinter.
The Sprinter? Have you upgraded to a Sprinter yet?
No, we just we put a trailer on the back of our van.
That's a bit of an upgrade.
That's an upgrade for us, big time.
But it's basically a jail cell for whoever's acting up.
Yeah, our van's about to hit 500,000 clicks, so it's about I think it's about to go.
Oh, no.
This might be the last tour.
Is it going to be rough to let it go? I actually kind of, in the band that I play in, I was a little sad to see our old van go, even though I couldn't stand the van anymore, and it was breaking down on us all the time. But
Hayden's had that van for, I don't know how many years, man.
I think about 14 years.
14 years? Oh, wow.
It's a member of the band, really.
Yeah. It becomes one. Does the air conditioning work?
Sometimes.
It's not all the time.
We lost our cassette player the other day. It just died.
Wow.
But we listened to KEXP the entire way in, which is really nice.
Awesome. Well, thank you. And we're so happy to have you guys. Like I said, we just have been huge supporters of these two records. Just love what you guys do. Chris, I actually have something for you before we rip into the next song. I have a present for you.
For me?
Yeah. This is from 1987. This is a Garbage Pail Kid of Chris Hiss. Check it out. There you go. It's like a guy in a leather coat. He's got a knife. He just looks like a badass. And I'm assuming you as well. Yeah, show the camera.
I got called a nickname similar to that when I was younger. It wasn't quite Chris Hiss though.
Well, what was it? Can you say it? Is it radio friendly?
Just put a P in front of the instead of the H. That was my my unimaginative grade school nickname.
And I looked for an Alex one, but I just found an Al. It's Mechanic Al, but you can take that with you and cherish cherish it.
Oh,
and
they were actually playing the Garbage Pail Movie.
In Milwaukee.
Have you guys seen that movie?
Yeah, we watched it again in Milwaukee. I bought it not too long ago at a drugstore in Toronto, and it is an absolute bizarre trip.
Revolting.
It's disgusting.
It's terrible. It's got to be one of the best terrible movies, right? Yeah. Is it one of those?
Yeah, and even the Cosby Show had a spinoff with the Gross Out Gang. Remember, Rudy wanted to watch the Gross Out Gang, Dr. Huxtable wouldn't let her watch it.
Oh, they called it the Gross Out Gang in the Cosby Show?
Yeah, that was right after that movie came out, after the real one, the Garbage Pail Kids came out.
Wow.
Do you know if it was a box office success or a complete failure?
I mean, I would assume it had to be terrible, right? I mean, far as a financial disaster, but they were really popular at the time.
I was desperate to see it when I was a kid.
Me
too. When it came out, I was really excited about seeing it, but I can't remember if anybody else was.
I was definitely excited to see it, but it looks. And then I think I saw maybe a preview, and I'm like, okay, wait, this does not look like it's going to deliver.
Sounds like you were a smarter kid than I was.
I mean, barely, if any. No, I probably wasn't. But as I get older, now I'm like, oh, it's brilliant. Have you ever seen Vanilla Ice's Cool as Ice movie?
Yeah, I have.
That has to be one of the greatest catastrophes of all time.
I get caught in YouTube holds all the time.
So do I.
Yeah, so, you know, every now and then you're trying to find Havana Roni by Vanilla Ice, and you end up with Cool as Ice, the movie. You listened to that song recently?
Yeah, What It's Like, boom. Pff,
yeah,
boom,
yeah.
Boom.
It's all beatbox.
Havana Roni.
I played it to my wife the other day, and she's been, like, laughing about it ever since.
It's like, did this really happen? And it was part of an album that made millions and millions of dollars.
It was the last track on that one.
It was the last song.
Hit.
It was the...
See, that's how much I know about this stupid
that's
song.
That's amazing. All right.
Well, why?
So, Matt's going to cover Having a Roni here by Vanilla Ice, hopefully soon. But I know that they have a couple more. They're playing, Matt's playing tonight at Numo's, tomorrow at the Doug Fir Lounge. Their new album is called 2. Highly recommend it. Get it. Get it on vinyl especially. Love the artwork. Love the music. And if you guys have a couple more, I know that I and our listeners would love to hear it.
We do.
All right. It's Matt's KEXP.
Yeah!
I tried to help you, man.
Yeah, don't wear headphones in a sweat box. This one's called acetate.
Amazing. Mets live here on 90.3 KEXP. We're streaming all over the world at kexp.org. That song called Acetate. The one before that, Spit You Out. All of these songs played today by Mets appear on the new album. It's simply titled 2, out on Sub Pop Records. Mets playing tonight at Numo's. Highly recommend going. Anyone that wants their mind blown, then you might want to go to Numo's tonight. And for all of our listeners in Portland, go to the Doug Fair and see them tomorrow night. Mets, once again, thank you so much for taking the time to stop by the KEXP studios.
Our pleasure.
And thanks a lot for having us.
Absolutely. And we're moving into a new space next year, so the next time you guys are back, we're going to have a bigger, more air-conditioned room. and we also are going to have a little space where fans can come watch these in studio. So we look forward to having you back real soon.
Yeah, we look forward to coming back.
Awesome.
Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you. That was Mets live here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle.